When Holly Brooks was packing to head out on the World Cup last fall, she had to make some tough choices. She could only bring one 50-pound bag for 4 months in Europe and Russia. One thing was a must-have, though.
I have these really funny pink glitter suspenders, and, you know, I really have to pare down the packing, but this is something that has to come.
Racing internationally is generally a serious pursuit. There are long hours of grueling training, shorter hours of extremely tough competition, and many lonely weeks away from home. But the U.S. women's team finds ways to add as much fun as possible to the mix.
On relay day, we get really excited. So we have the glitter, the face paint, the relay socks, the cheering suspenders, the flags, and the tutus.
And then there's the YouTube music video. Upon a time, a few mistakes ago, this might sound like Taylor Swift singing I Knew You Were Trouble, but the video shows the U.S. ski team, women and men, strumming guitars, dancing, and of course skiing while crooning to the lyrics. And when I felt hard, you took a step back without the antics may be silly, but they're also getting results. In 2011, in Sweden, the American women made the World Cup podium in a four-person relay for the first time. Brooks says teammate Ida Sargent was on the sidelines wearing the pink suspenders.
She was running up and down the hill next to us like a madwoman, just cheering her head off. And just when you think you're tired, when you think there's nothing left in your body and you see your teammate who, you know, isn't skiing on the team that day, but expending every single ounce of energy she can, cheering you up a hill, that gives you that extra push, that extra motivation. And, you know, you're doing it for your teammates, you're doing it for your country. And, you know, that day I was doing it for Ida too.
A lot of the credit for the fun team atmosphere goes to Keegan Randall. She found the striped knee-high relay socks at a convenience store in Germany.
And thought, oh, I'll get four pairs of these. They might be kind of fun for relays. And then we started wearing them and we started being very successful. So now they kind of became lucky socks.
The team members trained during the off-season at separate clubs across the country. And Randall says the camaraderie when they came together for the first time during the World Cup season didn't just happen on its own.
At first with our team, you know, we definitely had to make an effort to do team things together and to create a team identity. But now it's just kind of something that feeds off of itself. We just, we've really just become a family. And so it's just, now it's just naturally what we do.
Alaska Pacific University's Eric Flora coaches Randall, Brooks, and Sadie Bjornson and works with other U.S. ski team women. He says energy radiates from the group and other teams in the world are taking notice.
One of the top male sprinters in the world. He's from Sweden. And he had an interview last year where he talked about it with an unsolicited comment. He said, what we could learn from the Americans is to have more fun, to bring it all together. And that was really cool to see. So I think it's good for the World Cup.
Still, Flora isn't ready to wear any glitter himself. He's happy to leave that part of the job to the athletes. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.